And it's time now for Aging Well, brought to you today by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and by Wright and Philippus, the wonderful home health care people. And our guest today is Kathy Lysak, Deputy Director of the Institute of Gerontology. And Kathy is also a professor of occupational therapy whose research interests center around the loss of mobility and spinal cord injury and training occupational therapists to assess things like depression in older clients. And she's also in charge of the IOG's training program, which brings about a dozen pre-doctorate students each year to oversee research and understanding of aging issues, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And if you have questions for Kathy, feel free to give us a call at 248-557-3300. Kathy, good morning and welcome.
Thanks, Bob. Good morning to you.
Good to have you back. I always look forward to your visits because you're full of just good information.
Oh, great.
Now, I understand that there are, 11 PhD students that are studying at the IOG. What kind of disciplines are they doing, and what are they studying?
Yes, great to talk to you again. We have 11 students this year. The number varies from year to year, but all of the students share one thing in common, and it's a passion for studying the challenges that are facing older adults. So this year we've got a range of students that come out of health science backgrounds, health economics, brain neuroscience students,
wow,
as well as students that are more clinically oriented to doing assessments in hospitals. From year to year it changes. We've had PhD students in nursing that are on their way to advancing their career and ending up in a university teaching nursing students. We've also had sociology students, anthropology students, engineering students. So as you might imagine, when you throw the name aging out there, there are many, many things you can study to make things better for older adults. So it attracts young people from all of those different departments and programs.
Well, we have a lot of older adults in this audience, as a matter of fact. That's because we've been on the air so long. This is our 50th year that we are in, and we were all very young when this show started 50 years ago. At any rate, we were talking this morning about that very thing of somebody who couldn't get out, and they needed a hairdresser to come into the house to do their hair. And I made the comment, you know, with the aging of the population, this is going to be more and more of the situation. In-home services are going to be a big business, I think.
Yes, absolutely. I think what comes to mind for families and older adults themselves are, you know, the everyday activities that everybody engages in that might get a little bit more difficult once you have a health condition or particularly mobility problems that make driving a car more difficult, or just getting around with walkers and canes, etc. And I think there's still a challenge in having younger high school students and early university students look to aging as a career. I think many young people will immediately think of, you know, the nursing, the occupational therapy and physical therapy and medicine as potential careers where they could assist older adults.
Mm-hmm.
But I think fewer people, maybe especially at that younger age, have an idea what a scientific research career might be like. But I think the opportunities are growing, as you say, Bob, as the population is expanding,
mm-hmm,
needs for the obvious services are increasing. But likewise, understanding how the body and mind change with age, preserved.
They certainly do, because I know about that.
Well, yours is very preserved, Bob.
Well, you try to tell me that in the morning when I'm trying to get out of bed. Anyway, we're talking with Kathy Lysak from the Institute of Gerontology, and I want to talk to you more about those students that are down there doing their special work. But before we get into that, let's talk about one of the great services in our area, the folks at Wright and Philippus, the leaders in the home health care field.
I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright and Philippus. People come through our doors needing items such as portable oxygen, wheelchairs, and diabetic shoes. But when they leave, they have much more than a medical product. They leave with a better quality of life. That's our daily mission at Wright and Philippus, and it's why we'll work harder to provide you with the caring service you'd expect from the area's leading home health care company. Over the past 60 years, we've earned a reputation for providing the best service in the industry. It will always be our company's number one goal, and is our commitment to you. If you or a family member need anything for home health care, please visit the Wright and Philippus nearest you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright and Philippus, first to serve your home health care.
And, of course, if you're like me, you don't go online. I don't know how to even turn the computer on, and I'm not ready to learn yet. But so you can't go to firsttoserve.com, but what you can do is pick up the telephone and call them toll-free, 1-800-482-0222, and that'll put you in touch with the leaders in the home health care field. We are talking with Dr. Kathy Lysak from the IOG, if you'd like to join the conversation, we have lines open for you at 248-557-3300. These PhD students, Kathy, that we were talking about, do they engage in actual community education efforts too, or is it all just research?
Great question. You may know Peter Lichtenberg, our director.
Oh, very well.
Well.
Very
and,
well.
And you, if you know Peter, or if any of your listeners have had occasion to meet Peter at any of the community outreach events that the Institute of Gerontology does in the Metro Detroit area, they will know that we want these students to be very closely in touch with the experience of aging, and therefore it is a requirement of their education with us that they are actively participating, helping, learning, working with and beside older adults. So you will see our students at the annual Issues in Aging Conference, the Healthy Black Elders event that's held in the spring, and hopefully we can get some of those students to translate their research into practical language that can be understood by families and seniors. And actually it's one of the more fun things they do. Sitting in front of a computer and crunching numbers can sometimes wear you down, but connecting with real people can bring you right back up.
Well, not only that, but it gives you real life experience. I mean, that's what they're going to wind up doing, I assume, when they get through with their education.
Yes, it depends on the student and what they're studying precisely, but just real quick, I can give you a bit of a taste of some of the projects that are going on. For example, Annalise Rahman, who's a second-year student here, is studying the benefits of exercise and nutrition on memory in later life, and she's been part of a project that's studying 80, 90, and 100-year-old adults and looking at how powerful good nutrition and good exercise is even above and beyond, you know, any level of education. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the work that she does will remind everyone how important those aspects of lifestyle are to preserving good thinking in late life. She'll probably end up working in a hospital situation twinned with a university where she's teaching students. A number of our other students take their research and then get real and work in community service agencies. So they could end up being in a hospital, a university, teaching students, or providing services closer to the ground as well.
What's the compensation like for people going into those fields? Because it's so expensive to get education these days. The college costs have gone up so high, and people take out student loans, and they're paying them off for most of the rest of their lives. And I was, you know, a lot of times they pay all this money for a good education, and then if they can get a job, it doesn't pay much. Well, what is it? Is potentially a good field for them?
It is when these students go beyond their initial degree and continue into
become doctoral students.
Doctoral students, but it does depend very widely on the field. Just as an example, occupational therapy graduates here from Applebaum College, which I'm very familiar with because I teach these students. Our new graduates, right upon graduation, they're all being hired right now. You know, if you want a recession-proof job, it might be healthcare or education. But those young clinicians are going to be earning $45,000 a year from the get-go.
That's a good starting salary these
days. It's a very good starting salary.
But the nice thing about it is that they're looking for people. They have the opportunity for a good job. And that's
right.
What we were talking about with the aging of the population. This is going to become even more helpful for job opportunities down the road.
Yeah, I think it makes the decisions for the graduate students a bit tough, though. You know, when you have those attractive salaries coming out in healthcare, do you want to invest in an additional 3 or 4 years of graduate study, and will the universities be hiring when you come out? So there's always a bit of concern around those decisions, but we've got talented students.
What
so
kind
hopeful.
Of degrees do these 11 students that we're talking about that are currently studying research at the IOG, they didn't take regular degrees in gerontology, I assume. What kind of degrees do they have?
Yeah, you know, they come in with a bachelor's or a master's degree in psychology, nursing, even occupational therapy, possibly engineering, definitely economics. We've got two very strong economics students right now who applied to their master's program here at Wayne State, and then if they're interested in aging, they apply to our extra research training program, and if they're accepted, and all of these 11 have been accepted, then we are fortunate that we can provide them with a training stipend, so they don't carry that same debt load that some other students might. So when they're finished their training with us, which could be anywhere from 2 to 4 years in duration, you know, they have received a modest salary to work with their research mentor professors, develop their skills, and then off they go, let loose in the world.
Well, I want to talk about that in a little bit. I also want to talk to you about the regular students at Wayne State and whether they can take advantage of these programs. We're talking with Dr. Kathy Lysak from the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State. And if you'd like to join the conversation, lines are open for you at 248-557-3300. We'll be back in just a moment. One of the things that does happen as we get older, and I know about this, of course, and maybe you are finding out about it, we begin to lose our hearing. It just seems to go south. And you're exposed to a great many ads and claims about hearing aids. And so the question comes up, what is the best hearing aid for you or your loved one? Well, I can answer that. It's the hearing aid that will give you the best hearing. And Felix and Josh Cruz of Cruz Hearing know this. And with their knowledge and their expertise, you again can enjoy the sounds of your life when you're fitted with the hearing aid that meets your needs, your lifestyle, and your budget. That's what I did. Call Cruz Hearing, C-R-U-Z, and take that complimentary hearing evaluation test. They've got a very thorough hearing test, doesn't cost you anything, and they can tell you what's causing your hearing problem, and more than that, they can tell you what can be done about it. And they have hearing aid equipment in all price ranges, so they can fit your hearing needs and they can fit your budget, which is very important. They have two locations to serve you, in Farmington Hills and in Taylor. And here's the toll-free number to call. 1-877-456-CRUISE. That's 1-877-456-2789. Or you can always go to their website, cruisehearing.com. Kathy, I know that you've got those 11 doctoral students in there getting educated about gerontology and all the research projects that you go to, but do the other students at Wayne State who are getting their regular degrees have an opportunity to get this kind of training?
Yes and no, I guess is the quick answer.
Okay.
Everyone who is a student at Wayne State is eligible to apply to our unique training program. So we are open, but we are competitive. So yes, at that level. I think the biggest challenge, actually, in aging research in general is to make it known as an interesting, profitable, and desirable career. You know, in some ways, you alluded to it earlier, Bob, that sometimes careers in providing services for older adults, or even on the other end of the lifespan, childcare, Some of these jobs are not as highly valued by society as they should be, and they don't pay enough. But if you've obtained professional training, there certainly are opportunities. And our students do a spring event here on campus to showcase careers in aging. Annalise Rahman and Anna Doherty, one of our two of our students, are advertising on campus and telling the undergrad students that there are great promising careers. So we're excited to do that. And the timing of this phone call couldn't be better. We are also hosting our annual research poster day right here at the Institute, 87 East Ferry Street.
Right.
Tomorrow afternoon. It's open to the public.
Okay.
So if there are listeners, students, interested community members who would like to see the various projects that students are working on, it's free and open to the public. We'd love to have you.
I was talking earlier today about the colloquium series that you put on next door at the Freer House on Tuesday mornings at 9:30, and talking about, you know, what a wonderful facility that is. And there are so many things that that they do at the IOG. We could talk all day about that, I'm sure. I'm on the Board of Visitors, so I'm fairly familiar with...
Indeed, and we're lucky to have you.
Well, I'm lucky that you're there, because I'm getting old and I'm interested in these things.
that's why we all study it too, Bob, you know, so the next generation can be ready for us.
Yeah, well, you're still a young lady, but hopefully you will get there.
Yes.
Now look, after these graduate students, or for that matter, the undergraduate students at the university, when they graduate and leave the IOG or Wayne State after they have studied gerontology, we started to touch on this. Where do they wind up? I mean, what all? I guess there must be a wide variety of jobs available, huh?
Yes, because most because their purpose is to obtain that PhD degree in their discipline and bring their research knowledge back to their discipline. Most of our graduates, we hope, will end up in university positions where they'll teach students and continue to study research in aging. But just to give you a quick example of where our graduates are, the University of Louisville, Kentucky, Oakland University, just down the road here in Michigan, North Carolina State. We have Jackie Taylor Long, who's a professor at the Yale Nursing School, which is wonderful.
Do any of them stay at Wayne State?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, wonderful.
In fact, an occupational therapy, former occupational therapy student of mine when I was first here 14 years ago, is now working alongside me at the Applebaum College.
Eugene Applebaum.
Yes, indeed.
Underwrote that
stroke
school.
Rehabilitation and mobility. Yeah. So we like to hang on to the best if we can, but often our students have gone elsewhere, including Cyprus, Korea.
Oh, wow.
So we have international students once in a while, too, that spread the message back in their home countries. And as we know, aging is a global phenomena. Mm. And we're delighted that we've had a small piece in that.
If you're in research work, we were just talking about how much these jobs pay. Now, if you're doing actual therapy, that's one thing. But doing research, are there much opportunities for gerontological research?
Huge. You know, when you think of what needs to be known to improve life for anyone with health conditions, chronic health conditions or disabilities, it doesn't take long just to see how wide that field is. For example, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. Who are making those economic decisions to decide how much should the country spend to reimburse for medications or for coverage of certain health conditions? We want economists who are very well trained in the reality of aging to make good policy decisions. So we have students that come out of economics with additional training that we are hoping will be key decision makers in those areas, you know, which of course is relevant to everyday life.
Yeah. Well, these are interesting fields. I want to talk a little bit more about research as a career. We're talking with Kathy Lysak from the Institute of Gerontology. And again, if you have a question for Kathy, you can join with us. We have lines open at 248-557-3300. And we'll get back to Kathy in just a moment. I want to get you over to Royal Oak, to the very best health food store in the business, because talking about, as Kathy was mentioning, the research in nutrition and exercise for people who are aging. And those are two very important parts of aging well and keeping your head on straight. And Nutrafoods in Royal Oak just has to be the best health food store in the business for three very fundamental reasons. First of all, they've got the biggest selection of health food and related items of any store around here. They carry hundreds of items that other stores don't even know about, much less carry. So they've got unusual things, and that brings me to number two. They've got people who can tell you about these things. They're very knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions and guide you through this wondrous world of health foods. But the biggest reason that people go to Nutrafoods in Royal Oak is to save money. If you're into health foods, as almost everybody is these days, you know how expensive health food stores can be. Well, when you go to Nutrafoods, you are going to save money, and they've got a lot of reasons for that. First of all, they start with a lower price. Secondly, they have sales all the time. Like right now, for example, you can get your Acaway, which we talk about all the time. That's on sale for only $12.99 for a very nice size jar. And I could go on and on about the things that are on sale at the moment, but there are always things on sale, and there are things like two-for-ones that are offered, and they have discounts, a senior discount, and they have stamp plans that'll save you 10%. You'll want to ask about these things if you're going in for the first time, and give yourself an hour and a half or 2 hours to wander around this store and see what you've been missing. Nutrafoods is in the heart of downtown Royal Oak. It's on Main Street, just a block below 11 Mile Road, right downtown. There's plenty of parking around the store, and they are open 7 days a week. But look, if you cannot get in to Nutrafoods in person, pick up the phone and call. They do a huge mail order business all over the country because people love that selection, and they certainly love saving money. And everything can be done on the phone. The number is 248-541-6820. That's Nutrafoods in Royal Oak. All right, Kathy, talking about research careers, is this a popular career choice? Or, I mean, how many people are interested in research in aging, for example?
You know, I think more and more all the time because of the opportunities when you finish your degree and come out on the other side. There are so many choices for a young person today, it sort of boggles the mind, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
When I was choosing what to do after high school, you know, you looked at, you know, maybe an accounting field. Computers were starting to explode as a career option. But not that many people at that age sort of have an idea of what a scientific career is all about. It seems like you have to put in a couple of years first and then notice what's going around you and then get hooked.
Yeah.
But things are changing very quickly, and I think one aspect of that's driving that is some of the developments in technology. And I was talking about the health sciences side, but in the lab, in the brain labs today, the ability to scan the brain, observe structures and function in real time, this is really fascinating today's generation of scientific students.
Oh.
And you can see things in the brain that we couldn't see 10 years ago. And that's driving a lot of fascinating research questions around different elements that are deposited in the brain with age and are affected by nutrition and then subsequently have something to do with dementia. You know, there's a lot of mysteries that need to be unpacked. And I think, you know, a lot of these MRI technologies and new scanning technologies is really exploding.
Could you give me some specific research projects that these 11 kids are doing right now?
Sure.
You mentioned a couple of them with Annalise, but
yes.
What other things are they doing?
Well, for example, iron deposits and the brain. And
oh, really?
Yeah. I was blown out of my chair about 12 years ago, actually, when some of the new MRI technology was being developed. And MRIs, for your listeners, are really super strong magnets that a person can be scanned. They slide a person in and get an image of the brain, and the image is so good that you can see little deposits of things like lead, iron, etc. So one of our students, Anna, is actually reading these scans, measuring the amount of iron that's present, and finding differences when older adults do paper-pencil tests and mental calculations. And there's a relationship between iron deposits in the brain and how good you are at these tests. So then the question becomes, how do we keep this iron out of our brains? How is it getting in there in the first place?
The iron deficiency is actually good then.
It could be. And you're absolutely right. It's such a complicated thing. And then, you know, another student, John Dillon, is very fascinated with how vision is connected to balance and the way we find our way, literally.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has immediate applications to how do we find our way in a place we don't know.
I've been having some balance problems, and one of the things that they did for me at Henry Ford Hospital was put me through a whole series of eye tests.
Yes.
To see if that was the base of the problem.
Yes, and the more we know with science, the more we know each system doesn't operate by itself.
Well, one thing I do know, Kathy, is I think we're out of time. It's such a pleasure to talk with you. Where do people call to get more information from the IOG?
They can call me directly. I would love to speak with them.
Okay.
The number is
313-664-664.
2625. Yes, please fill my inbox. I'd love to hear from folks.
All right. Kathy, have a wonderful day, and thank you very much for sharing your time with us.
My pleasure, Bob. Have a great weekend.
You too.